either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the kindness, the mercy, the bounties, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this insan are such that no words can ever possibly do justice in describing Allah's favors. Nor can any scale be used to measure the extent of Allah's favors. Because Allah's Zat, Allah's being is limitless. Allah's Sifat and Allah's attributes are also limitless. There is no hudud or limitation upon the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, quite understandably, there cannot possibly exist a scale of measure which can do justice to the bounties and the favors and the mercy and the kindness and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This human being, from head to toe, is a living embodiment of Allah's kindness and Allah's favors. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فكسونا العظام لحما ثم انشأناه خلقا اخر فتبارك الله احسن الخالقين. From an extract of clay, ma'in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid, ma'in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid, في بطون امهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث, in three layers of darkness. The paragon of Allah's creation, Allah's sifat of khaliq, that Allah is a creator, is being exhibited in three layers of darkness. Allah's sifat of mubadi, that zat and that being that brings things into existence from nothingness, whose raw material is non-existence. Allah's sifat of musawwir, that Allah gives shape, Allah gives form, Allah gives appearance. Allah is giving things shape and Allah is free of shape. Allah is giving things form and Allah is free of form. Allah is giving things appearance and Allah is free of appearance. Allah is giving things colors and Allah is free of colors. In three layers of darkness, this insan is a living manifestation. His every movement, his every thought, his every glance, each thing that he hears, each thing that he utters, every breath of air is a living manifestation of the favors of Allah upon this insan. The kidney, the size of a walnut, so small, in it Allah has kept 1 million strainers in each kidney, purifying the blood so that the urine is brought down and the blood is sent forth. This kidney is wrapped up in ropes, strings, 72 miles long. Blood vessels, 72 miles, are wrapping each kidney, and inside that kidney are 1 million strainers. Which urologist, with all his instrumentation, inside this maze of blood vessels, can possibly understand whether those 1 million strainers are working properly or not? He has to protect his fee or his bill, or give some justification to the 7 or 10 years that he spent in university. So a pretense is made of an understanding of what is going on, but the reality, my respected brothers, is that besides Allah, no other being knows what's going on. The lungs of this insan, 1.5 million air sacs. It is said if the lung had to be opened up, it will fill a football field. Bringing blood to those lungs so that the oxygen in the air can cleanse the blood. There are 50 billion tubes that are bringing approximately 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs to be cleansed. This human being breathes in approximately 2 million liters of air. This air has 21% oxygen in it. Thousands and millions of years have passed. The atmosphere is wide open. Insan is breathing in air, breathing out impurities. Yet this balance of 21% is being maintained for millions of years. What mentality can possibly elude that this is occurring by chance? It is said if the level of oxygen had to rise up just 1% or 2% to 22 or 23%, then the number of accidental fires that are taking place in the world will multiply 700 times. And if it had to go up to 25%, then besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. So that every breath of air that this insan involuntarily, without realizing what he is doing, is taking in, is sounding out the message that recognizes the favor of Allah upon you. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder over the favors of Allah upon you, you will never be able to do justice to this. The digestive system of this insan, the stomach, there are chemical pumps that are working in the stomach to break down the food that we are eating. In the stomach, Allah has placed in each human being approximately 5 million chemical pumps. And thereafter, from the stomach to the intestine, the intestines, Allah has kept 40 million chemical pumps. He said 1 millimeter, each millimeter of the intestine contains 2 million microvilli. That is chemical pumps that are breaking down the food which this human being is eating. In the liver, Allah has kept 3.5 billion of these pumps. In three layers of darkness, from a drop of worthless fluid, that woman walked and talked, she turned in different directions. She also was not aware of what was going on. This is what Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says, we are causing a rain shower of our ni'mat and bounties to shower upon you. ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا, apparent and hidden. So that this insan can make sujood before Allah. So that this insan from head to toe can become an embodiment of abdiyat, of slavery unto Allah. to recognize the favors and the bounties of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect over one ni'mat of Allah, these ears, I am speaking, the wind of Allah is carrying my voice, or what I am uttering, to the 100,000 receptors that Allah has placed in each ear. Inside the ear, I'm not going into a detailed discussion of the manner in which we hear, but just briefly for our understanding, for us to appreciate the favor of Allah upon us. At the back of this funnel is what we call the inner ear or the cochlea. In it is a liquid. In that liquid is contained a harp, something that looks like a harp, which has 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling this human being to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. When that air reaches it, it starts vibrating, it communicates with the 18,000 nerve cells that are behind it. And those nerve cells, through myriad fibers, communicate with the brain, where the message is carried at a speed of 124 miles per hour, and the brain is interpreting what I am saying, and this is going on every second without this insan realizing the favor of Allah upon him. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Allah says, this is your haqiqi Rabb, this is your Allah who is haqq. And after this, عَلَىٰ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ. Everything besides Allah is batil. That is why Allah says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّ. If Allah had to deal with justice with this insan, who for every breath of air is dependent on Allah, for everything he sees is dependent on Allah, for everything he hears is dependent on Allah, for every beat of his heart is dependent on Allah, for the functioning of his liver and his kidneys, and for the functioning of his digestive system, and for the functioning of the myriad favors which Allah has contained within him and outside of him. Forget the outside, we're not even talking of outside. The balances that are required outside. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says the rain of his favors outwardly and inwardly. If Allah had to deal with justice with this insan, the manner in which he is repaying Allah, the myriad bounties which Allah is showering upon him, then Allah says, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّ. There would not be a living being on the surface of this earth. Long ago this insan would have been sucked in. Long ago the bolts of lightning would have struck him down. Long ago the boldness from the heavens would have crushed him. Long ago the screams of the malaika would have burst his liver. But what to say of the compassion of Allah, of the mercy of Allah, of the kindness of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has to a very large extent, bunyadi tor par, fundamentally, this world Allah has not made it a place of recompense, of jaza and saza. In this world generally, the principle of Allah Ta'ala is that of muhlat, is that of respite, is that of chance. Allah gives more rope, and then more rope, and then more rope. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمٍ. Not a day passes, but the sea seeks permission from Allah. Let us drown this insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِعَ ابْنَ آدَمٍ. And the earth seeks permission from Allah. Let an earthquake occur, let us open up and suck up this insan. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَن تُعَالِجَهُ وَتُهْلِكَهُ. And the angels of Allah seek permission from Allah to send down bolts of thunder and lightning and destroy this insan. But in this world Allah is giving respite, Allah is giving grace. Allah addresses them, إِنْ كَانَ عَبَدُكُمْ دعوا عبدي فأنا أعلم بعبدي إذ أنشأته بيدي. إن كان عبدكم فشأنكم به وإن كان عبدي فمني وإلي عبدي إن أتاني ليلا قبلته وإن أتاني نهارا قبلته. Allah says, leave my slaves alone. This is that makhluk that I have created with my own hands. If it is your slaves, then you may do whatever you want to do. But if it is my slaves, then it is between me and them. The doors of my mercy are open. If they will repent, if they will make tawbah, if they will come back to me at night, I will accept them. If they will come back to me in the daytime, I will accept them. Fundamentally, jaza and saza is in the hereafter. In this world, the system of Allah is generally that of grace and respite. But that day is coming. That day is coming, my respected brothers, when the announcement will be made. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ On the earth, the one who drank milk and the one who drank sharab walked together. On the earth, the one who placed his mother on a pedestal of honor and dignity, and the one who consigned his mother to the outhouse and consigned her to a life of misery and made her the target of his harsh tongue and speech, on this earth they walked together. On this earth, the one whose children went hungry and the one who deprived his family of the luxuries and the comforts of this world so that not one morsel of haram could pass through his lips, and the one who engaged in bribery and treachery and lies and deceit and riba, they walked together. But that day is coming when that will no longer be allowed to occur, and the announcement will be made, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ That today the mujrimeen have to go on one side. The announcement will be made, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ One group in Jannat and one group in Jahannam. There the real recompense will start. And my respected brothers, Allah's system of the akhirat, whether that of azab or whether that of rahmat, whether that of punishment or whether that of mercy, is such that it is beyond the imagination of insan. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jibreel alayhi salam, that, O Jibreel, describe Jahannam to me. Jibreel starts describing Jahannam. Different riwayat, Tirmizi Sharif, sections of it, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عُلِّقَ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَنَتْنِهَا He said, by the qasam of that being in who has sent you as a Nabi, if the clothes of one Jahannami, if the clothes of one Jahannami had to be hung between the heavens and the earth, لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَنَتْنِهَا Such will be the terrible odor and the heat emanating from the clothes of one Jahannami that every living being on the surface of this earth will be burned to ashes. In this dunya, glass is formed when sand is exposed to heat of 1530 degrees Celsius. That heat is such that the naked eye cannot be exposed to that fire. And yet that is only 1530 degrees Celsius. The sun, the surface temperature of it is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. It is giving off heat and energy every second equivalent to 500 million hydrogen bombs. Yet it comes in the riwayat that the strongest fire of this dunya, the greatest heat of this earth, if the Jahannami had to be exposed to that heat, such is the heat of Jahannam that he will fall asleep in the fire of this world. إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى Allah says, verily, it is a blazing fire, نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى that will wrench the scalp of insan. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا صَرَاخ Sarakh in Arabic is that screech which is so heart-rending that it will bust the eardrums of insan. The Jahannamis will be screaming like that. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Oh Allah, send us back, take us out of this azab. We will do good deeds. We will repent from the wrong that we were doing. The reply will come, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Didn't we give you enough life in this world? Was not messengers sent to you? Were not those sent to you who reminded you, who invited you to Allah? Now it is too late. فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Now taste this azab. Such an azab. Mufassirin say the most fearsome verse of the Quran describing Jahannam is that verse of the Quran where Allah says, فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. That taste this heat, taste this retribution, taste this hardship, taste this suffering, taste this pain, and know and understand that 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, 100 million years will pass, and you will not adapt to it, for this heat will continue to increase. They say this is the most fearsome verse of the Quran describing Jahannam. That on Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on Mi'raj, he met Mikail alayhi salam, and Mikail was sobbing bitterly. So he asked Jibreel, who is this? Jibreel says that this is Mikail. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that, oh Jibreel, why is he crying like this? Jibreel says, ma jaffat aynah mundhu khuliqat innar. O Nabi of Allah, since he saw Jahannam, since Jahannam was created, from that time Mikail has not stopped crying. One riwayat, it comes that when Allah created Jahannam, tarat afidatul malaika. At that time the malaika were unaware of whom Jahannam was being created for. Insan had not yet been created. It is said, comes in the riwayat, tarat afidatul malaika. Literally this means that the hearts of the malaika started flying around in confusion. In other words, they were overwhelmed. They didn't know what to think. They didn't know in which direction to turn. Such was their fear for Jahannam. On one occasion, the verse of the Quran, wherein Allah mentions who Jahannam was created for. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. Malaika were not told that you are going to be the fuel of Jahannam. Insan was told. When this verse was recited in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one elderly sahabi. He screams and falls down unconscious. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam runs forward, places his hand over the heart of the sahabi, sees that he is still alive, sees that he is still breathing, and exhorts him, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The sahabi recites the kalima and passes away on the spot. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns to his companions and he says, he is a jannati. They say, O Nabi of Allah, is it only for him? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ. The one who will fear standing before Allah, and the one who fears the warnings of Allah, for him also Allah is guaranteed jannat. One youngster hears this verse of the Quran and he cannot leave his home, crying bitterly, overwhelmed with fear. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for his ziyarat. This youngster utters this verse of the Quran and he breathes his last. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his companions, Jahizu sahibakum, fainnal faraqa minan nar falada kabidahu. That prepare the janaza of your companion. The fear of Jahannam, the fear of Jahannam has split his liver. So when Jibreel is told, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described Jahannam to me, Jibreel begins describing it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Hasbi, hasbi, la yansadi'u qalbi fa'amud. O Jibreel, enough. O Jibreel, enough. For if you carry on, my heart is going to burst and I am going to die as a result of your description of Jahannam. The true return is in Akhirat. On the one hand, the azab of Allah cannot possibly be described. And on the other hand, Mufassirin say that that verse of the Quran in which the greatest glad tidings of Jannat are given is where Allah Ta'ala says, imagine my Jannat, desire my Jannat, ask for whatever you want in my Jannat. Form images in your mind and your heart of everything you can possibly desire, but know and understand that my Jannat is such waladaina mazid, that what we have for you is even better than what you will imagine. After getting everything, we will still give you more. Waladaina mazid. Such a Jannat, Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul knows that which we have concealed for them, things which will cool their eyes. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. A return for the amal which they did. One woman says to Dhunnun Misri, rahimahullah, Sifli al-Jannah, describe Jannat to me. He says, Inna al-Jannata la yuhitu biha ilmu alim, wa la yasifuha wasfu wasif. Jannat is such, no one possesses the knowledge of it. No one can describe it as it ought to be described. Nevertheless, since you have asked me, Inna fil jannati marjam min fiddatin bayda fi wasti al-marj. قَصْرٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ أَصْفَرٍ فِي وَسْطِ الْقَصْرِ قُبَّةٌ مِّنْ يَاقُوتٍ أَحْمَرٍ فِي وَسْطِ الْقُبَّةِ سَرِيرٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَجَوْهَرٍ يَتَجْرِي تَحْتَ السَّرِيرِ أَرْبَعَةُ أَنْهَارٍ نَهْرٌ مِّنْ مَاءٍ وَنَهْرٌ مِّنْ خَمَرٍ وَنَهْرٌ مِّنْ لَبَنٍ وَنَهْرٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ وَعَلَى السَّرِيرِ جَارِيَةٌ لو بدا معصمها في الظلمات لأشرقت وأنارت وإلى جانبها ولي الله على صورة غلام ألين أمرد على حسن يوسف وعلى قامة آدم وعلى قلب أيوب وعلى ميلاد عيسى وعلى خلق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعاشت الأرواح وحبت الرياح. He says, you have asked me, so I will tell you a little bit. In Jannat is a plain made out of silver. In the center of that plain is a palace made out of gold. In the center of that palace is a dome made out of red ruby. In the center of that dome is a bed that is studded with sapphires and emeralds. Flowing underneath that bed are four streams. A stream of water, a stream of milk, a stream of wine, a stream of honey. On that bed is a woman. If her forearm had to be exposed in this world, the sun will hide itself away out of shame from the noor which Allah has kept in her forearm. What about her face? What about her body? What about her hands? What about her feet? On her side will be the friend of Allah, the male of Jannat. He will have the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. He will have the height of Adam alayhi salam. He will have the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. He will be of the age of Isa alayhi salam. And he will have the akhlaq and the character of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The winds will be blowing. They will be in the neighborhood of Allah. When this woman hears this, she says, Alayka illa qatli ya Misri, fashahiqat shahqatan famatat makanaha. Her heart cannot bear this description. She says, Misri, you are after my life. She screeches and falls dead on the spot. Such a Jannat that once Allah Ta'ala says to Jibreel alayhi salam, that go and look at my Jannat. Jibreel goes into Jannat. And all of a sudden, he sees a blinding light. Jibreel, Jibreel, the greatest angel of Allah, the closest angel to Allah, is deceived into thinking that that noor is Allah. and he goes into sajda, all of a sudden he is exhorted, irfa ra'saka ya amin al-wahi. Oh, the one who has been entrusted with the wahi, raise up your head. When he looks up, he realizes it is not Allah, but it is one hoor of Jannat. What must be the effulgence, and what must be the noor, and what must be the beauty of those women that Jibreel thought that it is Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, in Jannat is one hoor, her name is Laiba. She is made of musk, amber, saffron and camphor. Such is her beauty. Jami'ul hoor al-eeni ashaqun laha. That the other hoors of Jannat are ashik of Lahiba. Lawla anna Allah qada li ahli al-jannati alla yamutu lamatu min husniha wa jamaliha. If Allah had not ordained, if Allah had not ordained that the Jannati will never die, then the Jannatis would have died as a result of the beauty of Laiba. Maktubun bayna aynayha wa fi riwaya maktubun ala nahriha man ahabba an yakuna lahu mithli falyamal bi ridai rabbi. It is written between her two eyes on her forehead. And in one riwayat, it is written on the chest of this woman, that person who aspires for me, that person who desires me, that person who wants to receive me as his companion, فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِرِضَاءِ رَبِّي. Let him live his life in a manner that pleases my Rabb Allah. Jibreel, when he is told, raise up your head, and he sees it is one hoor of Jannat, he addresses her and he says, for whom has Allah created you? She says, oh Jibreel, Allah has created me for the one, liman athara mardati Allahi ala hawa. For that person, whether in Africa, or whether in Australia, or whether in America, or whether in Europe, or whether in Asia, or whether in the darkest recesses of the jungles of this world, or whether in a first world city of this world, that person who has given preference to the desire of Allah over his own desires, Allah has created me for him. We cannot imagine that is just ordinary Jannat. What about Jannatul Firdaus? Where ulama say Jannat itself was created on Allah's amrikun. Allah said, kuni, become. And Firdaus was created by the hand of Allah. This is not literal. This is just ta'bir. What is the meaning of it? Allah knows best. But this is to indicate the preference of Firdaus over the rest of Jannat. It comes in the riwayat that Allah, after creating Firdaus, placed a seal over it so that no Nabi or no angel of Allah has seen it. And each day, Allah, from the time Jannatul Firdaus was created, each day, five times a day, Allah enters Jannatul Firdaus and Allah addresses this Jannat, izdadi tiban li awliya'i, izdadi husnan li awliya'i. That, oh my Jannat, become more beautiful, become more sweet smelling, the trees of Firdaus and the palaces of Firdaus and the gardens of Firdaus and the streams of Firdaus and the maidens of Firdaus. Each day five times are made more beautiful for millions of years. A woman uses makeup, she tries to beautify herself. How much makeup is she going to put? How much more beautiful than she is can she make herself? Very quickly she'll reach a point where she can go no further, because the area that she has to work on is so limited. What must be the beauty of Firdaus that five times every day, day in and day out, is getting more and more beautiful. What will Firdaus finally be on the day when the Jannatis will be asked to enter into Firdaus? وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. Allah says, whatever you can imagine, what we have is even more than that. Real jaza and saza, that is in the akhirat. In this world, as we mentioned earlier, to a large extent, Allah's sunnat and Allah's system is that of muhlat and grace. Otherwise, Fir'aun, who said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am the Rabb, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, 400 years Allah allowed him to rule. With his fakhr, with his pride, Allah gave him grace of 400 years. Namrud, how many years Allah left him? The batil of today, with all its arrogance, with all its pride, with all its aggression, with all its persecution, how much respite and rope Allah is still giving. But the system of Allah in this earth is that Allah has kept effect in things. Like fire, the effect of it is heat, and ice, the effect of it is coolness. In exactly the same way, in a'mal, Allah has kept an effect. Unfortunately, because this dunya is darul imtihan, a place of test, we cannot see the effect. Like it is mentioned in riwayat, that when a person speaks lies, such a terrible smell comes out of his mouth that the malaika of Allah run for 3 miles from this person. We can't get the smell. So we speak lie upon lie and it doesn't bother us. But the malaika of Allah, 3 miles they run from that person who utters a lie. The amal of insan has a tasir and an effect. And at times Allah shows us in the world the effect of those amal. When the nations of the past, their disobedience rose to such a level, then eventually the harm of their amal, Allah made it apparent. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. The nation upon nation that Allah destroyed in this world, Quran says, why did we destroy them? Because they had transgressed, because they had gone beyond the limits. وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. Allah says, how many villages we crushed them. Why? كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةٍ. Because they had become too oppressive. The azab which Allah sent on the nation of Lut alayhi salam, no other nation received such a terrible azab in this world like that of Lut alayhi salam, because no other nation committed a wrong of that level, which was that hated in the sight of Allah, that of indecency, that of shamelessness. So Allah Ta'ala at one time sent 5 different types of azab on the nation of Lut alayhi salam. 4 of these azab Quran mentions. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. Their faces were disfigured. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ. The angel of Allah screeched such a scream which caused their hearts and their livers to burst. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Their land was overturned. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْضُودٍ مُّسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And boulders were sent from the heavens, crushing down onto the heads of the nation of Lut alayhi salam. 4 azabs Allah mentions in the Quran, and the 5th azab which befell this nation is that of earthquake. When something is heavy is taken up and smashed down onto the earth, then the impact of the heavy object crushing down will form a crater, will form a hole. That is why up till today, the site where the nation of Lut alayhi salam was destroyed is a place in Jordan called Ghor, or one name Aghwar, which literally means a land that is sunken, a crater 300 miles long was formed. And then it was filled up with water, what is called the Dead Sea. As a reminder for this insan, that it doesn't matter how powerful you consider yourself, it doesn't matter how far you may have advanced scientifically. Amintum man fis sama ayakhsifa bikum al ard fa idha hiya tamur am amintum man fis sama ayursila alaykum hasiba fasata'lamuna kayfa nadhir afa amina alladhina makaru as sayiat ayakhsifa Allahu bihim al ard aw ya'tiyahum al adhab min haythu la yash'urun. Allah is saying in his Quran, those who are flagrantly and openly violating the command of Allah, azan upon azan falling on deaf ears, music blaring in the marketplaces, the janaza of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming out of the homes, your women folk parading naked in public, no consideration of the rights of the mother or the father, the rights of the relative being trampled, the zalim and the oppressor being looked up to, the oppressed being downtrodden even further. Allah says, in the height of your transgression, in every day when you are making zabah and sacrificing and cutting down the command of Allah flagrantly without any fear of the retribution of Allah, what has happened to you? Have you got some sort of guarantee that an earthquake will not occur? Have you got some sort of a guarantee that Allah won't remove the ground from under you? O yatiyahum al-azabu min haythu la yash'urun. Or do you have some guarantee that the azab of Allah will come from such a direction where you never imagined it? O ya'khudhahum fi taqallubihim fama hum bimu'jizin. Or whilst you are walking proudly in the bazaars, that Allah's azab cannot come upon you. O ya'khudhahum ala takhawuf. Or do you have some sort of guarantee? Do you have some sort of guarantee that Allah won't make an announcement that now wait, my azab is imminent, and while you are fearing that azab will come upon you? We are walking on the earth of Allah, breathing the air which Allah has given us, utilizing the countless bounties of Allah. This earth is begging Allah. The sea is begging Allah. The malaika are begging Allah. Now and then, they are given permission, and after they are given permission, then too this insan is still not bringing a halt. Then too it is the same zina, it is the same sharab, it is the same shamelessness, it is the same music, it is the same mutilation of the commands of Allah. So Allah is calling out, do you have some sort of guarantee? Is there a protection treaty that you have signed? That you are carrying on so openly like this? Why doesn't Allah send His azab now upon you? Inna rabbakum laraufur rahim. Allah says your Rabb is very, very tolerant, very merciful, very beneficent, that He is still giving you a chance. Otherwise the guna of this insan has an asar, has an effect. An Abi Umamah al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف أنتم إذ فسق شبانكم وطغى نساؤكم وتركتم جهادكم. Abu Umama Bahili رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day addressed his Sahaba and said, oh my Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah? What will happen to my ummah when your youngsters will openly and flagrantly violate the commands of Allah? When your women will become rebellious and will parade openly in the bazaars? This was uttered at a time or at a period when the level of the iman of the youngsters was such. And one Sahabi, one youngster, comes at the time of Fajr in the masjid, having spent the entire night crying before Allah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses him, Ya Fata, Ya fata, laqad abkayta a'yuna mala'in min al-malaikati kathir. O youngster, your crying of the night has made the malaika of Allah cry. At a time when the youngsters were such, in Tabuk, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the head of the munafiqeen, in his private majlis, he starts taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And he says, لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. That don't spend upon the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they desert him. لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. And that La'een says, that Mal'oon, he says that if from Tabuk we return back to Medina, we the honorable people will take the disgraced people, referring to Na'uzubillah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, we will expel them from Medina. Zayd bin Arqam, a youngster of 14 years of age, he hears this. Immediately goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him of the comments of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and his plots. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for Abdullah bin Ubay. Abdullah bin Ubay and his companions, they take all sorts of oaths and all sorts of qasams that Zayd bin Arqam is speaking lies. And he imagined it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes them on face value. Zayd outwardly is disgraced, because he is made to appear like a liar in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Waqa alayya min al-gham ma lam yaqa ala ahadin qattu." He says, such a wave of sadness and remorse overtook me, the like of which no one ever experienced. Fanimtu ka'iban hazinan. He says, I went to sleep that night full of grief, full of concern, full of sorrow. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him. فَحَرَّكَ أُذُنَهُ وَضَحِكَ فِي وَجْهِهِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam playfully, lovingly, like how sometimes an elderly person draws the attention of a young boy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam catches hold of the ear of Zayd bin Arqam, shakes it and starts smiling at him. He says, when I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling at me, he says, I experienced such joy in the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if in return for it, I was told, instead of the smile of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you sacrifice that, we will give you khuld fit dunya, a life right up till qiyamah, I would have preferred the smile and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, لَقَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَكَ. Allah, youngsters, such was the iman of youngsters, that not a messenger but wahi, Quran comes down. Quran comes down attesting to the truth of Zayd bin Arqam. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن العز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. Quran comes down attesting to the truth of Zayd bin Arqam, that this youngster was speaking the truth, and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul is a munafiq and he was lying. These words were uttered at a time when such were the women of this ummah. Umm Salma radiallahu anha comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, Mali araka al-rijal yudhkaruna fil Quran. She says, O Nabi of Allah, why is it that Allah mentions the men in the Quran, but in the Quran Allah doesn't mention women? She says, I said this and I went into my hujra. I had barely entered my hujra. Not even a minute had passed. Such was the martaba, such was the status, such was the connection of the women of that time with Allah. She says, I had barely entered my hujra and already I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the minbar reciting the verse of the Quran that had been revealed, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat wal qanitin wal qanitat was sabirin was sabirat wal khashi'in wal khashi'at wal mutasaddiqin wal mutasaddiqat was sa'imin was sa'imat wal hafizina furujahum wal hafizat wal dhakirin Allah kathira wal dhakirat a'adda Allahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran 'azima. Muslim men, Muslim women, believing men, believing women, obedient men, obedient women, those who make sabr amongst the men, those who make sabr amongst the women, those who spend amongst the men, those who spend amongst the women, those who fast amongst the men, those who fast amongst the women, those who protect their private parts amongst the men, those who protect their private parts amongst the women, those who remember Allah excessively amongst the men, those who remember Allah excessively among the women, Allah has prepared for them His forgiveness and a great reward. Such was the riayat. It was not necessary, according to the principles of grammar, to say Muslimin, Muslimat, Mu'minin, Mu'minat. The personal pronoun would have sufficed. Yet such was the connection that the women of that time had with Allah. There are many more incidents we can mention, time is limited. At that juncture, and in that period, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, oh my Sahaba, a time is going to come when women will parade openly in the bazaars. A time is going to come when youngsters will openly rebel against the command of Allah. A time is going to come when my ummah will no longer strive in the way of Allah. Sahaba, it is perfectly understandable in the period when this was uttered that they were overwhelmed, they were astonished. Awa ka'inun dhalika ya Rasulullah? O Nabi of Allah, can this happen? Is such a period going to come? He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَّدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, worse than that is going to come. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ Nabi of Allah, what can be worse than that? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The imtiyazi, the distinctive quality on the basis of which Allah raised this ummah over every other ummah, the distinctive quality and task and mission which gave this ummah that status that it came last, yet it will enter Jannat first, that this ummah had the lowest, the shortest lifespan, yet it will have the highest darajat in Jannat, so that of the 120 safs in Jannat, 80 will be the safs of this ummah. Not because this ummah will raise its sword, and not because this ummah will fight. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah says you are the best of every ummah. Why? Because enjoining good, forbidding evil, striving in the way of Allah, you have been taken out for the hidayat of humanity. That task and that mission, which is the distinctive mission on the basis of which Allah gave fuqiyat and superiority to this ummah over every other ummah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Sahaba, oh my Sahaba, my ummah will turn its back on that. They couldn't imagine it. Awa ka'inun dhalika ya Rasulullah, can this happen? He said, walladhi nafsu muhammadin biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, worse than that will happen. Worse than that will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ Nabi of Allah, what can be worse than that? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. When we were in Canada, we met one youngster, Amama, beard, kurta. He says, when I walk on the campus of university, I am taunted. Who taunts you? And what is the taunt? He says, the girls, the Muslim girls, the Muslim girls of that university taunt me and they call me sister hater. Sister hater. Why do they call you sister hater? He says, because I lower my gaze and I don't talk unnecessarily with them. He said, لَأَيُّ تَعْنَا فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمِخْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ khayrun lahu min an yamussa imratin la tahillu lahu. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better for a nail to be taken and hammered into your head than it is for you to touch a woman who Allah has made haram for you. And yet the ummah today, if I don't introduce my wife to my friend, I have insulted my friend. What will happen, O my Sahaba, when the disobedience of Allah will be regarded as good? The disobedience of Allah will be regarded as good, and the obedience of Allah. That youngster keeps a beard, how can I give my daughter to him? So and so gives so much time to the masjid. He's got no time for dunya. How can I give my daughter to such a person? The value system of the ummah has become distorted. So that Allah's disobedience is glorified. This is my boyfriend and this is my girlfriend. And Allah's obedience is looked down upon. Sahaba couldn't imagine this. Awakainun dalika ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, can this possibly happen? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. Oh my Sahaba, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what can be worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا أَمَرْتُمْ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَنَهَيْتُمْ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. That ummah which was sent to establish the obedience of Allah, to prohibit and encourage the disobedience, and encourage humanity to turn away from the disobedience of Allah. That ummah which was taken out for hidayat, that ummah which was taken out to take the hand of one person and show him the road to Jannat and introduce him to the commands of Allah and the greatness of Allah and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, oh my Sahaba, what will happen when my ummah will command the disobedience of Allah and will stop people from obeying Allah? So that invitations are sent out. Invitations are sent out with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on them, inviting towards functions where music will be found, towards functions where men and women will be intermingling with one another, towards functions where from the start to the end of that gathering, Allah's lanat and curse is descending upon it. Advertisements of Muslims will be found encouraging people to go towards riba, encouraging people to go towards finance. So that this ummah will have drifted so far away that it will no longer distinguish between haram and halal. So that that so-called dindar parent will be going to Makkah and Medina to buy the latest DVD player for his child. And to buy those instruments and to bring into his home those things which are destroying the iman of his family. Without even a vestige or a realization or even a slight palpitation of the heart over the extent to which he is breaking the command of Allah. What will happen when my ummah will plant the seeds of Allah's disobedience? What will happen when the homes of my ummah, instead of being the orchards where the warriors of Islam and the servants of Islam are nurtured, what will happen when the homes of my ummah will become the places where the zalims of tomorrow are being nurtured? What will happen when the seeds of a haram and the seeds of Allah's disobedience will be planted home by home in the homes of this ummah? Sahaba could not imagine. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh my Sahaba, at that time Allah will take an oath upon himself, bi halaftu سَأُطِيحَنَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْفِتَنْ يَصِيرُ الْحَلِيمُ فِي آحَيَرَانِ. Allah says, at that time, Allah will say, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I will set fitna upon them. The waves of the oceans will rise up in tsunamis. The earth will split open in earthquakes. Torrential showers will rain down. the climate of the world will change. The wind will change direction. Like when a necklace is broken, pearl by pearl will fall, one by one after the other, azab upon azab, azab upon azab, chastisement upon chastisement. The ummah will become the morsel chewed up by its enemy. The dignity of Islam will be trampled under the feet of the enemies of Islam. Every direction, persecution. Every direction, blood of this ummah flowing. Every direction, homes of this ummah being bulldozed. Yasirul halimu fiya hayaran. Even the intelligent people will wonder what has happened to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the intelligent people will start having waswasa. Allah protect us. Where is Allah? And where is the mercy of Allah? And is Allah ghafurur rahim? Na'udhu billah. Thumma na'udhu billah. 5 times in the Quran. 5 times in the Quran Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah doesn't make zulm on His slaves. Allah doesn't make zulm on His slaves. What is happening is only a fraction of what we deserve. What is happening, Allah's qasam is total, complete. The hikmat, in conformance with the hikmat of Allah. Hadith Qudsi, Ahlu Dhikri, Ahlu Mujalasati, Ahlu Ta'ati, Ahlu Karamati, Ahlu Shukri, Ahlu Ziyadati, Ahlu Ma'asiyati, La Uqnituhum Min Rahmati, Fa'in Tabu, Fa'ana Habibuhum, Wa'in Lam Yatubu, Fa'ana Tabibuhum, Abtaliyahum Bil Masaib, Liutahhirahum Min Al Ma'ayib. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, those who remember me, the people of my dhikr, the people of my zikr, they are the people of my majlis, their name is taken in my majlis. The people of my obedience, they are the people upon which my honor will be showered. The people of shukr, the people of gratitude, we will give them more and more and more. Ahlu ma'asiyati, look at the mercy of Allah. That child which is disobedient to his parents, the parents say, you are no longer my child. Allah doesn't say this. Allah says, the disobedient, my disobedient ones. My disobedient ones, even then nisbat to Allah is made. Ahlu ma'asiyati, la uqnituhum min rahmati. Allah says, I will not let them lose hope in my mercy. Fa'in tabu, if they will make tawbah, if they will make tawbah, ana habibuhum, I am their beloved. And if they will not make tawbah, I am their doctor. Ana tabibuhum, I will become their doctor. I will spiritually purify them. I will nurture them. Abtaliyahum bil masayib. I will test them with difficulties. I will test them with hardship. I will test them with loss of life, loss of property, difficulties and hardship. Liutahhirahum min al ma'ayib. So that I can cleanse them and forgive them and raise them amongst my accepted ones. Walanudhiqannahum min al adabil adana dun al adabil akbar la'allahum yarji'un. Allah says, we will make you taste in this world a small azab, earthquake, tsunamis, boulders coming down, the winds, the climate's changing, the enemy being given the upper hand over you. We will make you taste in this world the small azab before the big azab of the hereafter. La'allahum yarji'un, so that you come back to Allah. That ummah which was sent to enjoin good and forbid evil, when it will reach that level that it will command the disobedience of Allah and stop from the obedience of Allah, then the system of this world will change. Because the amal of this ummah has its effect. One was that period of time when this ummah was on its mansab. Then in Medina Munawwara, earthquake starts. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in anger, stamps his foot on the ground. Uskuni ya ard inni adl. He stamps his foot on the ground and he says, earth, stop shaking. Is not Umar a just ruler upon you? Immediately the earthquake which was imminent stops. That volcano and fire which has started from Harra, with the molten lava seeping towards Medina. Umar goes to Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and says to him, قُمْ إِلَى هَذَا النَّارُ. O Tamim, go towards this fire. مَا أَنَا مَنْ أَنَا. Tawadu, humility. Tamim Dari says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, who am I? Why me? Who am I? Umar says, no. قُمْ إِلَى هَذَا النَّارُ. O Tamim, you have to send that fire back. You have to send that fire back. Tamimdari walks towards the molten lava that is seeping from Harra, the eastern side of Medina Munawara. It comes in the riwayat, فَجَعَلَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. This word Yahush means to round up. With his hands he starts rounding up the molten lava and sending it back. And as he sends it back, he starts walking. That fire which was causing stones to melt, the earth, even when it is receding, will still be boiling hot. Yet for Tamim Dari, Allah cooled the earth. And he starts walking on the same ground, sending the fire back, right till the point from where it started. Behind him, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar is walking and saying, Laysa al-khabru kal-mu'ayana. The one who sees, seeing something with your own eyes can never be equal to being informed about it. I am seeing the help of Allah coming down. When this ummah was on its mansab, then the dua of a mother, Ummu Sa'ib radiallahu anha, brings her dead son to life. When this ummah was on its mansab, then the hidden system of Allah was subjugated for this ummah. This is not an ummah. My respected brothers, let us not be like the ostriches with the head in the ground. Open our eyes to the reality, the athar and the signs of the narazgi and wrath and anger of Allah apparent in every direction. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, O Ummul Mumineen, when will Allah send earthquakes? When will Allah send earthquakes? She didn't say when the layers of rock underneath the earth accidentally will come into friction with one another, then earthquakes will come into existence. If it was happening accidentally, then my respected brothers, why doesn't it happen every day? Why don't the rocks have friction with one another every day? Why only a certain time? Why only a certain place? This ummah was given that ulum and knowledge which emanated from the arsh of Allah. This ummah was given that ulum and knowledge which is la rayba fi, there is no element of doubt in it. And the tragedy and the travesty that is facing us today is that we acquire the knowledge of those who are more blind than us. Those who are more foolish and ignorant than us, we acquire their knowledge, and then we are proud over the knowledge that we acquired. And the true knowledge, we have turned our backs upon it. She said, the mafhum of the riwayat, she said, when zina will take place, I am explaining the riwayat, when zina will take place in such a manner as if it is halal, when liquor will be drunk openly, and when musical gatherings will take place openly, men singing, women singing and dancing, she says at that time Allah will command the earth to suck up this insan. Around us, the signs of Allah's ghadab and anger are apparent. The need of the hour, the call of the hour, the cry of the hour is for this ummah to make tawbah, and for this ummah to go person to person, town to town, village to village, locality to locality, raising the name of Allah and calling one person towards tawbah, linking one person towards Allah, linking one person towards the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ouha Allahu azza wa jal ila Jibreel alayhi salam an iqlib madinata kada wa kada bi ahliha. Allah sent wahi to Jibreel alayhi salam that go and destroy a certain village and destroy all its inhabitants. Qala ya Rabbi inna fihim abdaka fulan lam ya'sika tarfat ayn. O my Allah, in that village there is one slave of yours who makes so much ibadat. who spend so much of time in khalwat, in solitude, that he doesn't disobey you to the wink of an eyelid. He is in his one corner. Around him the disobedience of Allah is taking place. He doesn't disobey you. He is in khalwat. He is in solitude. He is in your ibadat. We are not saying that there must not be khalwat. We are not saying that there must not be solitude with Allah. But for that Allah has kept the nights. The nights of this ummah have to be alive with communicating with Allah. Verse upon verse in the Quran, قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Verse upon verse, Allah is saying, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah says, bring your nights alive. This is the doors of Allah's mercy are open. This is the ummah that has to make decisions of Allah's mercy, of hidayat at night. Dawud alayhi salam says to Allah, Ayy waqtin akumu lak, O Allah, in which section of the night should I stand up before you? Allah says to him, La taqum awwal al-layl, wa la taqum akhirahu, walakin qum wasta al-layl. O Dawud, stand up, do not stand up in the first section of the night, and do not stand up in the last section of the night, stand up in the middle of the night. Hatta yakhlu, hatta yakhlu bi, wa akhlu bika, so that you will be alone with me, and I will be alone with you. وَرْفَعْ إِلَيَّ حَوَائِجَكْ, and at that time place your need in front of me. In one asr, it is mentioned, كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. That person who says that he loves me, that person, Allah says, that person who says that he loves me, and when the nightfall has descended, when it is dark, he is sleeping, that person has lied. He has spoken a lie. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُحِبٍّ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not any every lover love to be alone with his beloved? فَهَا أَنَا ذَا مُتَّلِعٌ عَلَىٰ أَحْبَابِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُمُ اللَّيْلِ جَعَلْتُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فخاطبوني على المشاهدة وكلموني على حضوري غدا أقر أعين أحبابي في جناتي. Allah says, when the nightfall descends, when the nightfall descends and the darkness becomes intense, those who get up in my remembrance, those who get up to cry before me, Allah says, I place their eyes in their hearts. I place their eyes in their hearts so that they speak to me as if they are seeing me. And they speak to me and I am present with them. Tomorrow I am going to cool their eyes when they will see what I will give them in my jannat. That was the night of this ummah, verse upon verse, when sahaba made their nights the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verse upon verse in the Quran came down describing the nights of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other is the day of this ummat. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. For you in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. That person who in this day and age will go person to person, himself making tawbah and making the entire ummah make tawbah and bring the ummah back to Allah, that person is a muhsin-e-azim. That person will become the chosen of Allah. This is not a period for us to sit. This is not a period to advance our business. Let us not be like hostages. The same zina is still taking place. The same sharab is still being drunk. The same music is still blaring. The same command upon command of Allah is still being disobeyed. That ummah which has seen the little babies being crushed, which has heard the tears of the mothers, which has seen the blood of men and women flowing, to still be on the disobedience of Allah. Our heart should be filled with fear. It is as if the necklace has been loosened, and one by one, calamity upon calamity is being rained down upon this ummah. The only solution is tawbah. Wallah, my respected brothers, the only solution is tawbah. And for that tawbah, each ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was selected by Allah. Jibreel says, "Oh Allah, there is a slave of yours in that village. He does not disobey you to the blink of an eyelid." Allah says to Jibreel, "Iqlibha alayhi wa alayhim." Destroy him first. Destroy him first. Why? فَإِنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَرْ فِي يَسَاعَةً قَطُّ. When my disobedience was taking place openly, his face did not change color. His face did not change color. He sat back. He did nothing about it. This ummah has committed the greatest guna when it is sitting while the fires of Jahannam are burning around us in every direction. This task of Dawat and Tabligh is the basis of dignity and honor for this ummah. This is that mission and that task which will cause one ummati to rise up on the day of judgment. Wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya. Allah will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. This is that ummah. Ala ukhbirukum bi aqwamin laysu anbiya wala shuhada yaghbituhumun nabiyuna yawm alqiyamah bi manazilihim min Allah ala manabir min nur yu'rafuna 'alayha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not tell you of my ummatis? Of my ummatis, whom Allah will raise on the day of judgment on mounds and pulpits of nur, anbiya will be envying them. Anbiya will be envying them. Man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are they? Who are they? Alladhina yuhabbibuna ibadallahi ilallah. They are those who will go person to person and make one person beloved to Allah. Introduce the love of Allah to one person. Wa yamshuna lillahi fil ardi nusha. Those who will walk the earth of Allah. Those who will walk the earth of Allah with the cry and the pain of humanity in the heart, with the concern for insaniyat in the heart. They will go person to person. Tomorrow, Allah will raise them on mounds of nur so that anbiya will envy them. My respected brothers, understand our mansab, understand our status. Too long we have sat back. Too long we have turned a blind eye to what is going on around us. The only solution is tawbah. The only solution is to knock the door of Allah's mercy. The only solution is to bring one person, to bring those youths from the den of vice, to bring our young sisters whose day and night is in the lanat of Allah, and bring them back to Allah. No new Nabi is going to come. No new Nabi is going to come. La Nabiya Ba'di Wala Ummata Ba'da Ummati. On the plains of Arafat and Mina, he said, there will be no Nabi after me. There is no Ummati, no Ummat to come after me. This task, this mission, this cry, this concern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been entrusted to one ummati. So stand up now, my respected brothers. Ahad with Allah, tawbah of our past, tawbah of our past, and decision from now till I die, ya Allah, you use me for your deen. First step for that, to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.